U.S. Wheat Associates welcomed the July 7th signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with Indonesia's Flour Milling Association. Under the agreement, the association committed to doubling its annual purchases of U.S. wheat to 1 million metric tons, 36.7 million bushels each year for the next 5 years. Kansas wheat farmers will benefit directly from this new agreement with the Indonesian Milling Association. As one of the nation's leading wheat-producing states and major supplier of hard red winter wheat, Kansas plays a critical role in meeting this increased demand. Kansas farmers have historically contributed a large portion of U.S. wheat exports to Southeast Asia. Hard red winter wheat constitutes 27% of U.S. wheat exports to Indonesia over the last 10 marketing years, meaning Kansas-grown hard red winter wheat will be important to help fill additional shipments under the new commitment, supporting farm prices and reinforcing the importance of maintaining export quality grain. The announcement also highlights the value of continued investment in wheat research, breeding for quality, and international market development, efforts strongly supported by Kansas wheat checkoff dollars. As global buyers prioritize quality and reliability, Kansas wheat producers are well positioned to remain a trusted source. Indonesia is one of the largest wheat importers in the world, but the market is highly competitive. Indonesian wheat consumption for food use has increased by 22% over the past decade. Rapid growth in demand for wheat foods is expected to continue, including higher quality products favoring flour from U.S. wheat classes. Indonesia has imported an average of 500,000 metric tons from the United States over the last five marketing years, including shipments exceeding 792 metric tons in the 2024-2025 marketing year that ended on May 31st. Under new agreement, the Indonesian Milling Association agreed to purchase a minimum of 800,000 metric tons in U.S. origin milling wheat in 2025 and then increase an additional 25% to 1 million metric tons, or an equivalent value of $250 million annually through 2030. The signing follows the announcement of a specific import protocol for U.S. origin that adjusted sanitary and phytosanitary regulations related to fumigation and traceability requirements. This phytosanitary barrier was resolved in mid-June 2025 following 18 months of coordination and information sharing between the USDA and the Indonesia Quarantine Agency. This effort to demonstrate U.S. wheat safety and quality helped protect sales to Indonesian millers as prices became more competitive. Together, these trade policy developments keep U.S. wheat competitive in this substantial Southeast Asian market, Spear said. Today, we are celebrating continued market access and deeper ties between U.S. wheat farmers and Indonesian millers. Learn more about U.S. wheat's work to promote U.S. wheat in Indonesia and around the world at uswheat.org. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.